You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, everybody. Do you have faith like Nehemiah had? There was all kinds of problems in Nehemiah's day, and it was all caused by people refusing to obey God. Now, I know all the preachers get up there and they preach their hellfire and damnation sermons, and they try and scare the hell out of everybody and lead them down Romans Road and salvation and throw themselves at the altar and all of these gymnastics that the modern churches do out there today. But the bottom line is, do you obey God? Are you in a covenant relationship with God? If you don't keep His commandments, I'm sorry, you're not in a covenant relationship with Him. Now, the good news is you can be. He wants you to be. The offer is there. But refuse to keep His commandments, and you disqualify yourself from His covenant. Why don't you come on down to the Seventh-day Church of God and learn a little bit? It's the only place in East Tennessee you're going to get the truth. There's so many churches out there. It seems like there's one on every corner. And they're all supposed to be preaching and teaching from the same book. But boy, oh boy, what a mess it is. You know, if you got some questions, if you don't understand, if you think the Bible is contradicting itself, come on down, like that song, Down to the River to Pray. Come on down, brother. Come on down. Come on, sister. Come on down. Come on down to the church and pray. This is the opportunity. Satan has deceived the world into thinking that they can sin and not keep God's commandments. If, you know, hey, I tell you what, you think that Sunday is okay to worship on and work on Sabbath and violate God's Sabbath? Why don't you go to our website, SeventhDayChurchOfGod.com with the number 7, www.SeventhDayChurchOfGod.com and take the $500 challenge, $5,000 challenge. Could you use a few thousand extra bucks? Prove from the pages of the Bible that Sunday is the Sabbath, and we'll give you the $5,000. It's in the bank. It's just waiting. And since 1988 in Knoxville, we have been doing this, and no one has ever collected. Guess what? Because Sunday is not the Sabbath. It is not the day that God set aside the fourth commandment and commanded us to gather and worship Him. That day is Saturday, not Sunday. You need to obey God. Repent! Because if you're not keeping the Sabbath, you're sinning. I'm not condemning you. I'm trying to offer you a helping hand. I'm trying to show you. If you got questions, it wasn't changed with Jesus' death and resurrection. He doesn't change. God doesn't change. God says He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Keep the Sabbath. This show is up there, keepthesabbath.com. The church meets on the Sabbath. Why don't you? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.